Over the last few weeks, we've been going over the prayers in preparation for Holy Communion, and we've talked about, the first one talked about the confession that we're Christians, that we're Orthodox Christians, specifically that we believe that this is truly the body and truly the blood of Christ. So I'm going to talk, and then some of the other prayers talk about being worthy, and I've tried to explain that word. Today I'd like you to think of worthy in terms of appropriate, how to appropriately approach communion. And I'll connect some dots for you today. So first of all, that this is truly the body and truly the blood of Christ. That if we think about that more than just 2 minutes before, you know, coming to communion, that could generate some maybe feelings or at least some thoughts in us of this is truly something awesome. This is like, you know, we feel scared maybe or awed when we are in the presence of a dignitary or something. Just imagine if it was, I mean, it is God himself. Not only are we going to be in his presence, but he's going to be present in us. Okay, so that's all the prayers that talk about don't let me burn like wax and hay do, you know, don't let this hurt me at all, because God is a consuming fire, it says. Okay, he doesn't want to, he's not going to consume us if we are, you know, coming appropriately. So we don't want to come to communion kind of habitually or haphazardly or casually. Saint Simeon, the new theologian, who granted very advanced in the spiritual life, almost unattainable, and the things that he writes are, you know, they talk about levels of here, but he would approach communion and he would be weeping. And this is considered, you know, he would say, and if you can't approach communion weeping out of compunction and out of love for Christ, then maybe you shouldn't be approaching. Okay, I mean, that's the kind of extreme language that sometimes the saints write. You know, I mean, obviously, it's better to say, I can't attain that, have mercy on me anyway, and God loves that humility. So say, I can't do that, okay? But I'm coming anyway. But we should know where the, you know, kind of where the level is. So it's good to think, so the appropriate way to approach Holy Communion is having thought about it a lot, maybe all week, having prayed about it, having pondered the significance of this, that not only am I, you know, seeing God, not only am I in his presence, but he is going to come into my body. His body and his blood are going to come into my body and blood because he wants to. So we said this another time about the theology of Holy Communion. The Son of God became human, Jesus Christ, okay? So his body, a human body, flesh and blood, is also joined with his divinity. So wherever his body is, there is his divinity. So when the clergy asks for the Holy Spirit to come down and change the bread and wine into the very body and the very blood of Christ, that's, again, his human divine body. And that is the way that Christians come into contact with the grace of God and become one. It's through the human / divine body of Christ. So it really is his body, really is his blood that comes in and unites not only spiritually, but physically. And because it unites physically and tries to turn us into him, as opposed to, you know, the other kind of food that we take, that we eat bread and meat and cheese and stuff, and it becomes our body. But in this case, the food, spiritual food, the food of the body and blood of Christ, the object is to become what he is. So we don't want to take that haphazardly or casually. Maybe if you grew up Orthodox, you heard, you know, the older people say after communion not to swim or not to bathe or things like not to bleed, you know, if possible. It's because it's out of that awareness that something is really happening. I take a vitamin, a niacin pill, and the doctor said that, you know, when you take this, you'll have a, I think it's called a flash or something like that, you know, for a moment. And I feel it's like I'm burning. I don't know. Maybe Anyway, some of you can relate. So anyway, that is a real physical, you know, change that happens to me momentarily. And perhaps that's what they're talking about. If you've heard about the holy fire, the holy light in Jerusalem that comes at Easter, on Holy Saturday, okay? And they say that for the first few minutes, you can put your hand on it, you know, and it doesn't burn. It's a special, different sort of fire, okay? So I'm not saying that if you take a bath after communion, you're going to wash Jesus off of your body. But, you know, maybe something really is happening, you know, physically that lasts for a little while. And maybe that's what they're referring to when they say, you know, right after communion, better not to, you know, bathe right away. Let that blessing and that change and that specialness, maybe it's a glow. Who knows? So anyway, these are appropriate ways. So we want to approach with fear, faith, and love, and everything that means. And, you know, as you think about the Lord and a personal sort of connection with him, you know, it may even bring you to tears, and if such a thing happens, consider yourself blessed that you've received a big blessing. That is not inappropriate. Inappropriate is everything else: talking, greeting, fidgeting, not thinking about it, just coming because, you know, we're supposed to. You know, some people take communion less frequently just because they know themselves of being weak in that, and they don't want to come haphazardly, you know, and says, yeah, I know, every week, every day would be good, but you know, I can't do it appropriately all the time. Anyway, so everybody knows themselves, it's part of the preparation. See if you can come more appropriately all the time. Let's stand and pray.